AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia has warned of an imminent missile and drone attack on the city of Dhahran. The embassy advised not to come to the U.S. consulate and to take cover immediately, but did not provide further details. Strikes across the Middle East have escalated, with Iran striking the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia's capital with a drone earlier today. Meanwhile, Austria, Lithuania, and Poland have also begun evacuating its citizens from countries like Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and other surrounding states. The aviation analytics company Cirium reported nearly 1,900 out of the more than 5,000 flights scheduled to the Middle East were canceled today. Meanwhile, in a pre-recorded video message, Israeli military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani says Israeli forces have been prepared to strengthen and protect all borders as part of this operation and are more than ready.
Overnight, we carried out a series of preventive strikes on Hezbollah military infrastructure across Lebanon in order to neutralize the continuous fire towards our civilians. Hezbollah once again chose the Iranian regime over the safety of the Lebanese people, all for the sake of a fight they cannot win. They will once again realize their mistake and pay the price. Because we will continue operating to defend the people of Israel.
President Trump will meet with German Chancellor Merz at the White House later this morning. It'll be the first time he's met in person with another world leader since the Iran war began. This meeting comes as Trump finds himself under pressure to explain his objectives and endgame for the conflict with allies at home and abroad. In other news, the midterm elections have officially begun today with primaries in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas. The most hotly contested races of the day are in Texas, with fierce competition on both sides of the aisle for U.S. Senate nominations. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Cameron Boozer scored 26 points and top-ranked Duke beat NC State 93-64 to secure the outright Atlantic Coast Conference regular season title. Second-ranked Arizona beat number 6 Iowa State 73-57 to clinch the outright Big 12 title. NBA Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo returned from a right calf strain with 19 points and 11 rebounds in a 108-81 loss to the Celtics. U.S. Women's Hockey gold medal winning captain Hillary Knight revealed she played at the Olympics with a torn MCL. Giants ace Logan Webb will start the World Baseball Classic opener for Team USA against Brazil on Friday. And NFL, the Lions traded running back David Montgomery to the Texans for offensive lineman Juice Scruggs and 4th and 7th round picks. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.